We are waiting.
I am waiting for my case to come up.
And I am waiting for a rebirth of wonder.
And I am waiting for someone to really discover America and whale.
For the discovery of a new symbolic Western frontier.
And I am waiting for the American eagle to really spread its wings and straighten up and fly right.
And I am waiting for the war to be fought, which will make the world safe for anarchy.
And I am waiting for the final withering away of all governments.
And I am perpetually awaiting a rebirth of wonder.
I am waiting for the great divide to be crossed. And I am anxiously waiting for the secret of eternal life to be discovered by an obscure general practitioner.
And I am waiting to set sail for happiness.
And I am waiting
for a reconstructed Mayflower to reach America with its picture story and TV rights sold in advance to the natives.
And I am waiting for the lost music to sound again in the lost continent in a new rebirth of wonder.
Sikh men created a lifeline using turbans and jackets to rescue hikers at a park.
Two men who slipped and fell on a steep rock leading into rough waters at a park in British Columbia were saved thanks to a group of Sikh men who unraveled and removed their turbans to create a makeshift rope. Two men who needed help up a steep rock in British Columbia were saved thanks to a group of Sikh men who unraveled and removed their turbans to create a makeshift rope. The steep rocks led to rough, raging waters near a waterfall. A group of five was hiking toward the waterfall when they saw that the hikers stranded on a steep rock ledge. Kuljinder Kinda, one of the Sikh men who saved them, told NBC there was no cell phone service in the area to call emergency services. After walking for 10 minutes trying to find help, the group thought of the idea to tie their jackets and turbans together. They created a makeshift rope about 33 feet long and pulled the men to safety. The action was caught on video and was widely shared on social media. The hikers were in Golden Ears Provincial Park, one of the largest parks in British Columbia with extensive trails that lead to waterfalls, earlier this month. The two men who were saved have not been identified. This isn't the first time Sikh men have used their turbans to save lives, though the headwear is generally only removed in private, away from the public. In 2020, a community of elderly Sikh men were on their daily walk when they heard the screams of two girls who fell into a frozen pond in northeast Calgary. They quickly jumped to action by removing their turbans and creating a makeshift rope, similar to the Golden Ears Provincial Park situation. In 2016, Sarwan Singh used his turban to pull a drowning dog from water. "They thought I was disrespecting my faith," Sarwan told Yahoo News. But what was important at that point was to save the animal's life.
A Colorado hiker lost for 24 hours ignored rescuers' attempts to reach them because they didn't recognize the phone number.
A Colorado hiker who got lost on a trail ignored calls from search and rescue officials who tried to locate them for 24 hours because they didn't recognize the number that called them repeatedly, the New York Post reported. In a Facebook post, Lake County search and rescue officials described the ordeal, which happened on Mount Elbert, Colorado's highest peak. Officials said the hiker set out at 9 a.m. on October 18. By 8 p.m. they began searching for the hiker when someone reported that the hiker hadn't returned from the hike. Multiple attempts to contact the subject via their cell phone were unsuccessful, the Facebook post said. Officials said a team of five set out at 11 p.m. to search for the missing hiker and stayed out until 3 a.m. on October 19. A team of three then picked up the search a few hours later, at 7 a.m., looking in areas where hikers typically get lost. But by 9:30 a.m. the following day, the search was called off. At approximately 09:30, the reporting party reported the subject had returned to their place of lodging. All personnel were out of the field by 1,000, the Facebook post said. Officials said the hiker lost the trail around nightfall and spent the night searching for the trail, and once on the trail bounced around onto different trails trying to locate the proper trailhead. The missing hiker reached their car the next morning, 24 hours after they'd set out for the day hike. They had no idea that a search and rescue operation was underway because they had declined calls coming in from the officials. One notable takeaway is that the subject ignored repeated phone calls from us because they didn't recognize the number, officials said. If you're overdue according to your itinerary, and you start getting repeated calls from an unknown number, please answer the phone. It may be a SAR team trying to confirm you're safe.
COVID cases keep falling. 1. COVID's retreat continues.
The number of new daily COVID-19 cases has plunged 57% since peaking on September 1st. Almost as encouraging as the magnitude of the decline is its breadth, cases have been declining in every region. Forecasting COVID's future is extremely difficult, as we all should know by now, and it's certainly possible that cases will rise again in the coming weeks. But the geographic breadth of the decline does offer reason for optimism. Past COVID increases have generally started in one part of the country, like the South this past summer or the New York region in early 2020, and then gone national. Today, there is no regional surge that seems to have the makings of a nationwide surge. Yes, there are some local hotspots, as has almost always been the case since the pandemic began. You can look up your county. Several of the hotspots are in northern parts of the country, like Alaska, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, and a few counties near the Canadian border in New Hampshire and Vermont. This pattern has led to some speculation that the onset of cold weather is causing the increases by moving more activity indoors, and that the entire country will soon experience a rise in caseloads. That does not seem to be the most likely scenario, however. In most colder regions, including both Canada and the densely populated parts of the northern U.S., cases are still falling. The biggest problem for Alaska and the Mountain West is probably not the weather, it's the vaccine skepticism. Idaho is the nation's least vaccinated state, and several other western states are only slightly ahead of it. The CDC tracks a range of COVID forecasting models. On average, the models predict that new daily cases in the U.S. will fall roughly another 20% over the next 3 weeks. The bottom line, there is no reason to expect another COVID surge anytime soon, but surges don't always announce themselves in advance.
2. Severity looks stable.
When the Delta variant began spreading this summer, many people worried that it was both much more contagious than earlier versions of the virus and much more severe. Only one of those two fears seems to be true. Delta is clearly more contagious, which is the main reason that every metric of the pandemic, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, soared this summer. But a typical COVID case during the Delta wave was about as severe as a typical case during the earlier stages of the pandemic. During the wave in late 2020 and early this year, 1.2% of positive cases led to death. During the Delta wave, the share was 1.1%. Scientific studies trying to answer the severity question more precisely have come to conflicting conclusions. Some have found Delta to be more severe than other versions of the virus, and others have found that it is not. Until the research becomes clearer, the best guess may be that Delta is modestly more severe, which could explain why hospitalizations and death rates have held steady even as vaccination rates have risen. Delta may be a little more serious, but not materially so, Dr. Robert Wachter, chair of the Department of Medicine at the University of California, San Francisco, told me. This pattern can influence how you think about your day-to-day activities. If you are vaccinated, and boosted if eligible, and you were comfortable socializing indoors and without a mask last spring, you can probably feel comfortable doing so again, now or soon. Wachter adds, some older people or those with medical conditions may want to be sure that everybody else indoors with them is vaccinated before removing their mask.
3. The U.S. is underperforming.
Despite all the encouraging news, one shadow still hangs over the U.S. The pandemic does not need to be nearly as bad as it is. About 1,500 Americans have died of COVID every day over the past week. For older age groups, the virus remains a leading cause of death. And the main reason is that millions of Americans have chosen to remain unvaccinated. Many of them are older and have underlying medical conditions, leaving them vulnerable to severe versions of COVID. For older people, the effects of vaccination are profound. In late August, near the height of the Delta wave, 24 out of every 10,000 unvaccinated Americans 65 and above were hospitalized with COVID symptoms. According to the CDC, among fully vaccinated Americans 65 and above, the number was 1.5 per 10,000. Even so, many Americans are saying no to a shot. Among affluent countries, the U.S. is one of the least vaccinated, trailing Canada, Australia, Japan, South Korea, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, and others. Less vaccination means more death. The low vaccination rate in the U.S. is another consequence of our polarized politics and our high levels of socioeconomic inequality. Only 67% of American adults without a four-year college degree have received a shot, compared with 82% of college graduates, according to the most recent Kaiser Family Foundation poll. And only 58% of self-identified Republicans are vaccinated, compared with 90% of Democrats. It's a triumph of misinformation. Offered a life-saving drug to counteract a highly contagious virus, many Americans are instead choosing to take their chances.
Subscribe to the podcast.